MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The New Mexico Department of Wildlife has begun its biennial review of animals that will determine whether the state-listed wildlife species will be uplisted from threatened to endangered or downlisted from endangered to threatened or remain unchanged from the 2024 biennial review. A species or subspecies is categorized as endangered if it is in jeopardy of extinction from the state and is considered threatened if it is likely to become endangered within the foreseeable future throughout all or a significant portion of its range in New Mexico. There are 114 species included on New Mexico's list of threatened and endangered species, including 2 crustaceans, 24 mollusks, 22 fishes, 6 amphibians, 15 reptiles, 31 birds, and 14 mammals. The public is invited to comment now through July 6th. Go to wildlife.dgf.nm.gov and search threatened. And a convicted murderer, 46-year-old Javier Alonso, who was accused of stalking his soon-to-be ex-wife, was released on house arrest in Roswell after he agreed to waive a preliminary hearing on charges of aggravated stalking, battery, felon in possession of a firearm, and 2 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Alonso allegedly repeatedly violated a no-contact order by contacting his wife, who filed for divorce in October. He allegedly emailed her, sent her communications through Cash App, tried to get her phone number from her landlord, called her children's phone, and had his mother go to her house. Court dockets show Alonso pleaded guilty to second-degree murder in 2004 for an incident in Roswell and received the maximum sentence, 15 years, followed by 2 years of probation. And while Alonso is not on probation in New Mexico, he is being supervised following his release in a federal case where he pleaded guilty to violent crimes in aid of racketeering, murder. He was sentenced to 4 years and 3 months starting on September 30th of 2022, followed by a supervised release for 5 years. And John Albert Carrillo Jr., 36, of Mescalero, pleaded guilty on June 23, 2025, to a single count of sexual abuse of a 15-year-old girl after police said he sexually assaulted the girl at his home in that year and has been sentenced to 11 years in prison. Carrillo will be on supervised release for 10 years after being released from prison and will have to register as a sex offender. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.